Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gross Show, and good to have you along here. We are in Studio G in Southern Michigan, right here in the heart of America, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else will. Don't worry, I'll be honest. Might hurt your feelings, but you'll be all right. Pay attention, you might learn something. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, is Joe Biden considering declaring a climate emergency to claim massive control over the country and suspend your rights? We just talked about it. We'll find out. Number two, in Australia, the prime minister and other radical politicians are calling for Elon Musk to be jailed. And what's his crime? Defending the freedom of speech without flinching. And number three, the unrest and violence on America's college campuses may be moving up the ladder as far as big issues are concerned. But still, the big two are Bidenomics and the border. I'm going to start with the border that was surrendered by Mike Johnson and all the rest of the weaklings over the weekend. Yeah, they surrendered it. There's no leverage to do anything with the border. They don't intend to do anything for the border. That leverage is gone. Here's your illegal alien update from, let's see, we'll start in Massachusetts. One of dozens I could pick every single day to share with you, but we'll start there on the Eastern Seaboard. Here it is.
A migrant charged with aggravated rape of a child is being held without bail. Corey Alvarez was in court Monday for a dangerousness hearing. He's accused of sexually assaulting a teenage girl in Rockland. Investigators say it happened last month while they were both living at this hotel, which is currently housing migrants. Alvarez has pleaded not guilty and is due back in court next month.
Yeah, there's just one, you know, violence, sexually assaulting minors, you know, just another normal day. And they said, well, that would happen anyway, Gruber. No. That one wouldn't have happened. Thousands of other crimes would not have happened if they weren't in the country. Here's the state of the illegal evasion in the state of Texas. Listen in.
DPS Sergeant Eric Estrada says the chase endangered the lives of the immigrants being smuggled in the vehicle.
During this pursuit, it became a little bit dangerous because the driver decided to start opening the doors and started getting the immigrants out while he was actually traveling at an unsafe speed. Very dangerous situation, which is why we're trying to put a stop to these human smugglers. They obviously do not care about the lives of the migrants.
One immigrant was taken to the hospital for medical attention while the others were treated on scene. Meanwhile, the driver escaped by swimming into Mexico.
The driver ended up actually, once he got all the immigrants out, which were five in total, he actually decided to drive towards the river and drive his vehicle into the river, and where he swam back into the Mexico side. We're still working with the Mexican authorities to try to recover that driver and bring him back into the U.S. side.
DPS says the human smuggling case remains under investigation.
Of course it does. As they race away trying to get more illegals into the country, who's held accountable? Nobody. Nobody. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson gave away any leverage we might possibly have on that. You know, I started with a lot of hope for him. I did. I had hope for him. Now I have none. $61 billion on its way to Ukraine, $28 billion for Israel, $8 billion for Taiwan. What did we get for the border? Nothing. That's right, Johnny. Tell them what they've won. They've won an all-expense-paid trip to the border that'll get you into America with a bus ticket, a plane ticket, or a travel voucher for any place you want to go. That's right. And who's coming over the border? Well, you might have a new idea listening to this.
3 years ago, 689 Chinese migrants crossed the southern border. Last year, that number soared to over 37,000. Part of an explosion of migrants coming here from all over the globe. Currently, most migrants are released into the U.S. to wait, often years, for asylum hearings. Critics say that encourages migrants to come, and President Biden should change course through executive action.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chinese nationals are coming, along with every other country on the planet being basically represented. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rips the Republicans and Speaker Mike Johnson more than I do for folding on the border. Listen to this.
Just in relation to, you know, what's been going on in the Congress recently, you know, Republicans were sent there, and the number one issue that our voters wanted them to address is the southern border and the massive influx of foreigners by the millions coming into this country, and we don't know who these people are, and they basically just surrendered on the border. They now have no leverage to do anything on the border. They had an opportunity to insist that Biden accept the border if he wanted all the foreign aid, and they decided to capitulate. And so he got everything he wants, and Republican voters did not get anything with respect to stopping this this problem at the southern border. And I just think that that's that, that, you know, look, we're doing more in Florida to deal with it than the Congress is. I mean, it's just pathetic that that's going on. So I was really, really disappointed to see that they basically capitulated entirely on the border. And at this point, you're not going to see anything done on the border for the rest of this year. What, are we just going to let in another 2 million people and do nothing about it? I think it was a real, real failure.
It was a real, real failure. And everything, yes to that and yes to that. Why are they doing it? Why are they allowing this to happen? Well, Barack Obama, a few years ago, explained it, I think, pretty well. Let's go back in time and listen. Here he is.
To discourage you from voting? If you want to vote and you show up at your polling place, they can't stop you from voting. They can't stop you from voting. If people want to know how to vote, then you can go to IWillVote.com. The fact of the matter is that we give our power away all the time. You know, we tell ourselves, oh, it's hard, it's not going to matter, it's not going to count. And the powers that be, they're counting on us giving our power away.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
Yeah, so there you have it. Barack Obama happy to explain how illegals can vote in America, because that's the way it's supposed to work. No, I don't think that's how it's supposed to work. No, I don't believe that at all, but there you are. There you are. This part of the program brought to you by NeuroGuard. NeuroGuard Plus, stop concussions before they happen. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouth guard for athletes in all sports. Using this mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using this breakthrough technology only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time. Incredibly, it increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. Lift more weight, jump higher, run faster, and don't take my word for it. Trust the folks at Michigan State and Wayne State. They've studied the NeuroGuard Plus. Certify those results. Use the promo code of Gruber and save 10%. NeuroGuard Plus. Keep your head in the game. Don't get your bell rung. I mean, seriously. Coming up, parents defending education. There are a few doing that still. We'll talk about it coming up on The Steve Gruber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.